I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Do you ever feel completely helpless about what's going on in the Middle East? Well, that's why we bring you stories like this one. Advancing Native Mission says their partners in Iraq are helping people who have been displaced by ISIS. They're putting the love of Christ into action by handing out supplies, listening to the refugees, and sharing eternal hope. They need more winter items, though, and time is running short. Help A&M send supplies to Iraq. You'll find the links at our website. We turn next to India, where the damage left behind by Cyclone Hudhud could cost over $1 billion to fix. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India hasn't been able to reach their partners yet because of the damage to the communication lines. But Ministry President Todd Van Eck asks you to pray guidance for Mission India as they support partners throughout the country.
Our greatest challenge will continue to be keeping up with the Indian church. People are coming to faith in Christ at a rate in India that I just don't think has been experienced by many people here.
And when someone mentions Brazil, what comes to mind? Coffee? The World Cup? What about extreme poverty? Not many are aware of the dire situation in northeast Brazil. Jose Carrasco of Compassion International says poverty is crippling in some places. While the rest of the world has overlooked northeast Brazil, Compassion's been working to minister to needs there, both physical and spiritual.
Black magic happens all over that area, and it's very, very strong. And we have brought the gospel there, and to our amazement, we have been able to present the gospel openly.
Read the full story online so you can advocate for these people who are in great need. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.